International rivalry and conflict. The Ukraine conflict has to be seen in the context of the ongoing rivalry between the relatively declining economic power of the US, which is still the largest military power, and the rising economic and increasing military power of China. Biden partly took a hard line against Russia in recent weeks, because he wanted to send a strong signal to China. Indeed, Chinese President Xi Jinping supports Putin over Ukraine, with unfounded claims on Taiwan and its eventual reintegration into China. Russia is Beijing's biggest recipient of loans from official sector institutions, worth as much as $151 billion between 2000 and 2017. According to the Financial Times, China will probably help Russia weather sanctions mostly through resource deals and lending by several state-owned banks, while seeking to avoid damage to its own economic and financial interests. Beijing will continue to try to strike a balance between backing Putin and its own self-interest in the region's stability, and regarding its worldwide trading links. NATO powers have stated that they have no intention of militarily intervening in Ukraine and directly confronting Russia. Such an intervention would clearly not be in the interest of both nuclear arms-holding NATO and Russia, despite Putin placing Russia's nuclear deterrent on high alert. Yet many workers and youth are understandably fearful of the Ukraine crisis leading to a wider war. There is a danger that other forces can be drawn into skirmishes. Western forces leaders are concerned that the Russian Air Force may chase the Ukrainians into Polish airspace. That, according to Financial Times journalist Gideon Rachman, could lead to a direct clash between Russia and Poland, a NATO member. The war in Ukraine is yet another dangerous escalation of the development of hostile military blocs on a world scale. The main task of socialists and the workers' movement is to oppose all imperialist powers and their warmongering ruling class at home, to struggle for workers' unity, and against the coercion and oppression of all nationalities and minorities, as part of the program for a socialist society,